Hello, my name is Sam Clements, and welcome to this special episode of The Love of Cinema, a Picture House podcast. A special episode because today we are joined by writer-director Ryusuke Hamaguchi to talk about his brand new film, Drive My Car. We covered this film on the main episode of the podcast with Katie and Kalichi. Do go back through the feed to listen to their review. And I was honored to sit down with the man himself to talk about his award-winning film. He won the big prize in the big writing prize for the screenplay at the Cannes Film Festival this year. I'm a huge fan of Ryusuke Hamaguchi's work, and it was an honor to talk to him about his first film that's getting a wide release in the UK. He's been making films for a very long time, but this is the first one getting a wide release in the UK. It's so good, and I really hope Drive My Car is a gateway to some of Ryusuke Hamaguchi's previous works. You definitely don't have to wait too long to see his next film, which is already in the can and has got a release date for next year. So if nothing else, after Drive My Car, I think in spring next year, we'll see Mr. Hamaguchi's next film. So that's about it from me. I should say that Ryusuke Hamaguchi talks to me in Japanese in this interview. So also on the interview, you'll hear Kozu Etsuzen, who is translating for Ryusuke Hamaguchi. And you'll hear the beginning of Ryusuke Hamaguchi's answer, and then we'll blend into Kozu Etsuzen, who will interpret into English for us on this audio medium where we could not use subtitles. So I think that's the housekeeping done. The fire exits are at the back. Please keep your phones on silent. And I really hope you enjoy this interview with Ryusuke Hamaguchi, all about his brand new film, Drive My Car. It's in cinemas on the 19th of November. I adored this film. I think if you look it up online, you'll see some glowing reviews. I urge you, if you can, to check it out at the cinemas this weekend. It's a beautiful film to get lost in on the big screen. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. And a huge thank you to our special guest, Ryusuke Hamaguchi, for joining us from Japan, I think.
Yes, I'm talking from my home in Japan.
Well, thank you for talking to us in the evening over there. Very, really appreciate that. We're really excited to be able to play Drive My Car at Picture House Cinemas. And I was wondering, actually, you know, you're a busy man, you make a lot of movies, but do you enjoy watching movies at the cinema?
Yes, I try to watch as much as possible. And actually, I don't have many hobbies. Movie watching is maybe the only one hobby that I've got. So yes, I try to go as much as I can. That, especially going to the cinema, is important to me.
Sounds like me, to be honest. Watching movies is all I do. Did you find it tough when cinemas were closed during the pandemic?
Yes, it was closed over a year. And this year, quite a few cinemas were open, but taking half the capacity. So it's still tough. But I think people in Japan are seeking for entertainment. So that half capacity is full, whenever it's open. So that's really good. So now I can see people really want to go see a movie.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Congratulations on your new film, Drive My Car. It's getting quite a wide release. You know, it's played in film festivals. It's being distributed in countries across the world. How does that make you feel that this one is going to be watched by a big audience?
It's you know, down to Haruki Murakami. He's a well-established, world-famous author. And wherever his books, novels are made into a movie, it's always a hit. So I felt a huge responsibility. The film was likely to be open, you know, open globally. But, you know, if I direct something and if it didn't go to the worldwide release, I would feel really, really guilty. But now Drive My Car is actually distributed to 50 countries. So I'm pleased with it.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so glad to hear that. It's a film that deserves to be seen on the big screen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I want it to be seen on a bigger screen and proper big sounds. That's how I made it, to be seen on a big screen, big sound, and try to bring out the best out of a cinema, to be seen in a bigger auditorium.
100% agree with that one. You mentioned the film is adapted from Haruki Murakami's short story. How did this process begin for you? Were you just reading the book for leisure, or were you reading it with an intention to adapt into a movie?
I've loved Haruki Murakami since when I was in my 20s, so I've read most of his books. And Drive My Car was published when I was in my mid-30s, and that was when I wasn't really up to date with his works around the time. But somebody I know recommended me to re-drive my car, and I just loved it. And then later on, my producer suggested to work on a short story by Murakami. I said, drive my car.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, wow, okay. It's nice when someone pushes you in a certain direction.
Yeah, actually, I'm really grateful because I don't think I would suggest to anyone or to let alone to Murakami himself to make a movie myself. So the producer connected me to Haruki Murakami, thinking that there's some similarity to both of our styles, and yeah, I'm grateful for that.
What was it about the book that felt cinematic to you when you first read it?
It's about transit, because, I mean, films are motion pictures, so it's about motion. Things have to move, basically. And my style is to tell a story with the dialogues. But if you're having the dialogues, conversation in a cafe, that's boring, right? But if you're having a conversation in a moving vehicle, you've got the visual effects, and that would interest the viewers. And also my method is good with vehicles and conversations in a moving car.
Fully agree with that. Cinema is a great way to showcase motion and landscapes, which are very important in this film also.
Yes, in Drive My Car. And the car is driving in this scenery. And the scenery inspires the conversation. And that connection between the scenery, landscape, and the dialogues, language is a very important aspect.
On Drive My Car, as well as directing, you have a writing credit. What's it like adapting somebody else's work? And were you in touch with Haruki Murakami during the writing process, or did you keep it totally separate?
It's actually just legendary. Murakami just wouldn't say yes to movies. So what happened was, I wrote this really detailed plot with a letter. I sent it to Murakami. And we didn't hear from him for about 6 months. So we thought, well, it's not going to happen then. And then all of a sudden, he replied and said yes. But after that, we were left to our own devices. He gave us a free rein. Each draft I wrote, I sent it to him. But in a recent interview, Murakami said he's never read any of them. And he saw the film at the cinema for the first time.
That feels like a good way to go in and watch it. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, Murakami was happy. And I was happy for that. Yes, absolutely.
The film, especially for us who haven't been able to travel for so long, it is like being transported to a really beautiful part of Japan for 3 hours, and it's proper escapism in that respect. Where did you shoot the movie, and why did you select that location?
The film starts in Tokyo, and then in the film, 2 years later, the location moved to Hiroshima and then going up north. In my previous movie, it was shot in Tokyo, but we found extremely difficult to shoot car scenes in Tokyo. The local government isn't cooperative at all. It's just so hard to get. It's actually pretty much almost impossible to shoot something like this in Tokyo to get permission. So we needed to move somewhere. And initially, we were planning to shoot in Busan in Korea because they are quite cooperative about movies. They were happy. But due to COVID, it just never happened. So we had to find somewhere else. So we had to look for somewhere cooperative, happy for filmings. And also because this festival, theater festival is happening, so it has to be some sort of a cultural type of city. Then we came up with Hiroshima. And we went to actually see it, and it was really beautiful. The scenery was beautiful. The nature is great. And also, as you know, that's where the atomic bomb was dropped. So the city is known as a peace city. So the background was actually really ideal for the film. As it turned out, it turned out really amazing.
Sometimes things happen for a reason. Yes, I'm glad you settled on Hiroshima.
Yeah, as it turned out, yeah, definitely, because Hiroshima suits the theme of the film. Recovery from a deep wound and catharsis. So that the history of Hiroshima really goes with the theme of the movie. So as you said, yeah, things might happen for a reason.
I'd assumed that you made this film before the pandemic struck. I didn't realize you made it during the pandemic. Did that add layers of complications to the filmmaking process?
Yes, yeah. We had to stop for 8 months. When we started it, we had to do a rehearsal, but we had to keep the social distance. And if anybody gets positive, get COVID, then what would happen? So everybody was quite insecure about the situation. But luckily, really, it was fortunate. Over a month, nothing happened. Everything went smoothly. So that was we were really fortunate.
You have a wonderful cast in the film. I really love the performances. And the film centers around Hidetoshi Nishijima's character. How did you settle on Mr. Nishijima for your lead role?
Thank you very much for that. I'm really happy to hear any praise about the actors, because I really think every actor was amazing in the film. About Nishijima, I really, really like him. And he's got this 20, 30-year career. And but he's in many of my favorite movies by, say, Takeshi Kitano, Kiyoshi Kurosawa. He's a star of these movies. And I had always wanted to work with it. And when I started working on this, the main character, the image that I had about him really went with his Nishijima's character. He doesn't say much, but he's being really genuine. So I suggested him to the producer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. He says a lot through his face, through how he carries himself, through his body. I believe him as an actor and a director in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing, because he's there pretty much constantly all through that 3-hour plus movie. As you know, Kafuku doesn't do much action. He reacts to what happens in front of him, what he can hear, but his reaction is not, he's that refrained expression, and he's very delicate acting, and I'm sure that conveys loads of emotions to the audience. And I mean, he really is the one who's a fundamental to this film.
100% agree with that. He's the linchpin of the film and has very deep relationships with so many of the characters. But his relationship with the character played by Toko Miura in the film is hugely intriguing. How did you test the chemistry between your actors?
Yes, the relationship between Misaki and Kake is a core in the original story. And also that attracts the readers. But I mean, the character of Misaki has to be intelligent, because she's equal with this man who's more than 20 years older. But you can't really act intelligence. So I had to find an intelligent actor. And I was doing a casting for a different movie. And then that's where I met Toko Miura. And I was really, really impressed. She's a very intelligent woman, and I really thought, okay, that's Misaki. But she didn't have a driving license. So I offered the role straight away after the audition, and asked my producer to ask her to get the driving license straight away. My instinct was correct.
That's quite a big ask, because she is supposed to be one of the best drivers in town.
And as I said, we had to stop for 8 months, but she was able to practice her driving. So all in all, that 8 months break was a good thing.
Sounds like a blessing. And she's got a driving license out of this job as well.
She actually is really pleased. She really is a good driver. So she's happy.
Talking about driving, a lot of this film does take place in a car, where your two main characters can't really look at each other and to convey some quite sort of serious dramatic scenes. Is it challenging to shoot so much of a film in a car?
Yeah, in one way, yes, it was. But still, because people tend to talk more in a car, is because of that, they're not really looking at each other. So the shooting could be difficult, but bringing out the emotions, the characters can focus on the emotions because they're not looking at each other. So in that way, it worked as an advantage.
And I have to ask, why did you settle on that particular model of car, the red Saab we see on screen?
Saab 900 is actually in the original story, but that's a yellow convertible. But what happens is the recording of the dialogue sounds, it's almost impossible. You can't really record in the open convertible car, and the dialogues are important, as you know. And also, the color wise, when you put a yellow car in the green, the scenery, it wouldn't really quite stand out and lose the focal point on screen. So when I saw that red version, I thought that's it. that really goes well with the green in the background.
I think it's become, it's quite iconic. I think this year, looking at all the films that have come out, I think everybody is now recognizing the red Saab from Drive My Car.
I hope so. I'll be pleased.
Just as we come to the end, I have to say congratulations on winning the Best Screenplay Award at the Cannes Film Festival. What do you remember about that experience?
Yeah, I mean, just getting the award itself. This script is just really essential to the film. We did table reads really a lot of times so that the actors can live the dialogues. They have dialogues within themselves. So yeah, so it's nice to be recognized, our efforts and the script. So yeah, that's great.
I think it's a complex film, and the award is very well deserved, and so we're really excited to be playing the film here at Picture House Cinemas. We're looking forward to playing the film so much. We've got it on our magazine next to Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. That's how much we're excited for the film. So yeah, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.